Let's explore the top stories shaping the world of AI this week. We are skipping the fluff today. The first full week of 2026 has given us a really essential reality check for the world of AI. We saw massive hardware releases from NVIDIA, some really strategic pivots from big players like Amazon, and new testing on faster models from Google. But really, this week delivered a very clear trajectory for AI. It's dominated by one big tension, this infinite demand for compute running headfirst into some very finite resources, especially power. Our mission today is pretty simple. We're cutting through all that complexity to give you the shortcut on the critical shifts happening right now from the foundational level all the way up to the consumer side. So let's start with the macro view. I've been looking at about 30 predictions compiled by Betakit from Canadian founders, VCs, and tech execs, and the consensus is clear: the industry is officially past the hype cycle. We are in a reality check. The biggest takeaway is that AI is quickly becoming, well, normalized infrastructure. It's not a spectacle anymore. It's becoming a utility, something you just plug into, like electricity. And that's driving a huge market shift away from those big general-purpose models we all know. The focus now is on highly specialized vertical AI solutions. So if you're a startup, you're not trying to build the next giant LLM. Instead, you're building a tool for a specific industry, financial modeling, medical diagnostics, you name it. You're not selling tokens anymore, you're selling results. But this transition isn't exactly frictionless. The sources are highlighting some immediate, pretty severe constraints. The most urgent is security. And then there's the giant elephant in the data center, energy. On security, the consensus is a bit chilling. Bad actors are using AI to compress attack timelines. Things that used to take weeks of manual work can now happen in just minutes. This is forcing a real focus on something called AI identity governance. Think about autonomous AI agents. The assistants are handling sensitive data, right? If they don't have clear identities and guardrails, a malicious actor can exploit them. We're talking massive data breaches. But the energy story. This is maybe the most shocking prediction. It's a huge bottleneck rooted in physics, not code. One analyst pointed out the U.S. is projected to face a staggering 42 gigawatt power shortfall for AI infrastructure through 2028. That is enough power for tens of millions of homes. It's just not there. So electricity access is becoming the new strategic advantage. It's a political issue now. You expect to hear about data center power demands a lot in the U.S. midterm elections. That 42 gigawatt number really puts a damper on the build fast and worry later mindset. And speaking of reality checks, these Canadian leaders also warned about a business model reckoning. We talk about AI tech debt. Companies adopt these expensive LLMs without understanding the long-term costs. You get locked in, and the price just keeps climbing. The question they're asking is, will these AI investments actually deliver a measurable ROI? Now let's pivot from those predictions to the hardware required to run all this AI. NVIDIA just confirmed that its Rubin architecture is now in full production. This is replacing the Blackwell generation in a really rapid cycle. Rubin is a massive 6-chip system. It's built around the Core Rubin GPU, but also a brand new Vera CPU. Now, why a new CPU? Because the Vera CPU is specifically designed for what's called agentic reasoning. So, AI used to be like a calculator. You ask it to predict the next word. Now it's more like an autonomous employee. It needs to set goals, break a task into subtasks, and correct itself. That complex goal-oriented work is what the Vera CPU supports. And crucially, NVIDIA also added an external storage tier. This tackles the massive memory demands of today's models that lets them run without stuttering. The performance claims are pretty staggering. We're talking 3.5 times faster training, 5 times faster inference. But the number that should really resonate with you, given what we just talked about, is power efficiency. They're claiming 8 times more inference compute per watt. That is absolutely critical, given that 42 gigawatt shortfall. This architecture is why Jensen Huang estimates the industry will spend $3 to $4 trillion on AI infrastructure in the next 5 years. So we have the hardware providing the power, with a real focus on efficiency. Now let's see how this specialization is playing out in the real world with NVIDIA's autonomous vehicle play. The open source Alpamayo models. Alpamayo is a 10 billion parameter model that brings chain of thought reasoning to autonomous vehicles. This is the difference between a car recognizing a pattern and a car actually thinking through a new problem. Imagine a car approaches an intersection, the lights are out, and there's a construction crew blocking the lane. Alpamayo doesn't just panic, it runs an internal simulation step by step. It identifies the risks, calculates the rules, and makes a conservative turn. And crucially, it can explain its reasoning. That explainability is huge for regulatory approval. Now let's switch gears from maximum reasoning to maximum speed. This brings us right back to the energy debate. It looks like Google is doubling down on efficiency with a leaked model called Nano Banana 2 Flash. The Flash variants are designed to be faster and cheaper than the top-tier models, but they are less powerful. So why release a less sophisticated model? Because for many workflows, maximum quality is just overkill. Cost and speed are what matters. So the existing Nano Banana Pro handles complex creative work that needs high accuracy and search grounding. This new Flash model is for when quick, cost-effective generation matters more than perfection. It's a direct engineering response to that power problem we outlined. If energy is expensive, you have to trade some capability for speed and efficiency. Okay, moving on to consumer AI. We saw two big pivots this week. First, Amazon launched Alexa.com, putting its assistant on the web to compete directly with ChatGPT. But their real strategy, their differentiator, is betting on family and home management. Coordinating calendars, controlling devices, ordering groceries, that kind of thing. And the data they have suggests it's working. Users are engaging more, shopping more, but here's the challenge. To be that family hub, Alexa needs your documents, your emails. And unlike Google or Microsoft, Amazon doesn't own a productivity suite. They're asking you to manually upload your personal files. That is a very steep climb. Our second consumer pivot comes from Plaid, a company known for wearable audio recorders. They're now moving into desktop software to capture digital meetings. They launched a new wearable, the NotePin S, but the real shift is their new desktop app. It captures system audio from your meetings and uses AI to turn it into organized notes. They're leveraging their expertise in high-quality audio capture from noisy environments. The test will be if that hardware expertise gives them an edge in a really crowded software space. So, let's bring it all back home. We started with the projected $3 to $4 trillion spent on infrastructure, powered by things like NVIDIA's Rubin. We ended with the physical reality, that 42 gigawatt power shortfall facing US data centers. This raises a huge question for the industry's future. How quickly will this energy constraint force companies to trade raw power for speed? That trade-off, you know, sacrificing the absolute highest quality for models that are cheaper, faster, and need way less energy. I think that's going to define product development and strategic investment in the coming year. If you can't get the power, you just have to engineer your way around it. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. This is a weekly Friday feature, giving you the context and insights to understand these rapid shifts in AI and technology. If you want to keep ahead of the curve with our news covering AI, web development, and WordPress, follow us on social media at True Knowledge. We'll be back next week with more analysis. AI Now Extreme is an AI-generated podcast based on our editor team's AI This Week posts. We use cutting-edge AI tools, including Google Notebook LM, Descript, and 11 Labs, to transform written content into an engaging audio experience. While AI-powered, our team oversees the process to ensure quality and accuracy. We value your feedback. Let us know how we can improve to meet your needs better.